Hello, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. And today we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Anybody?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
I am.
Thank you, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably, 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you, ma'am. And just to make sure that we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
76.
Thank you, ma'am, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, moving right along, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, white Caucasian, black African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American?
Can you hold on?
Of course. You let me know when you're ready. You let me know when you're ready, okay, ma'am? I'm still here. Hello, ma'am.
Are you there now?
Yes, I'm here, ma'am. I'm here. Okay. Now, thank you, ma'am. Appreciate your patience. Just to be sure, we represented everybody. May I ask your race, please? White Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
I'm white Caucasian.
Thank you, ma'am. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
A Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not so strong?
I guess a strong Republican.
Okay. And believe me, there is no right or wrong answers. Okay, ma'am? This is your opinion.
I just wasn't sure how to answer that. I don't vote party. I vote candidate.
Understood, ma'am. Now, thinking about that direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country
very
is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on the scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Okay, 0 means it's not at all important an issue for you, and a 10 means it's very important. You may use any number. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods for 0 to 10. How important of an issue is that for you? Okay. Lowering rent. What number?
I would guess 5.
Okay, and protecting democracy and our voting rights. What number?
Boy, that's so overused. 5.
Okay. And improving K-12 education. What number?
10.
And cracking down on illegal drugs?
10.
And funding for mental health services?
9.
Okay. And protecting abortion rights?
4.
Okay. And raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations?
0.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, move right along. Understood. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. Okay, I'm sorry. 100 means very warm and favorable. 0 means cold and unfavorable. Janelle Bynum. From 0 to 100. Do you recognize the name?
Who?
Janelle Bynum.
I don't recognize that name.
Okay. Now, Lori Chavez-Dirimer.
I don't recognize that name either.
Okay, MAGA Republicans.
80.
Okay. 80. And how about Kamala Harris?
Zero.
Joe Biden?
Zero.
J.D. Vance?
80.
Okay. Donald Trump?
80.
And Ron Wyden?
Pardon me?
Ron Wyden. Do you recognize that name?
I would give him a 40.
Okay. And Republicans in Congress in general?
Maybe 75.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress in general?
20.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along. I know it's still a long way off, but for the election for president we're held today, would you vote for the Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or undecided?
I would vote for Donald Trump, Republican.
Okay, I know. Understood. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican Larry Chavez Derrimer, or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I would probably vote the Republican.
Okay.
I don't think they're in my district, the names you're giving me. I have others in my district.
Understood, ma'am. But I do appreciate your patience. Believe me. Thank you, ma'am. Even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, but what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? If there is a fair chance that you might support Biden, a small chance, that's just a bit or little, or not change at all. Okay, not change at all.
No chance at all.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove. I give him a zero.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Larry Chavez Derrimer has handled her job as your member of Congress? Approve
I
of
have
this.
No idea.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez Derrimer and Janelle Bynum. The first
okay,
one is
before,
Janelle Bynum.
Before you do all of that, okay, neither of those are people I will vote for. They are not in my district. So I would vote for the Republican. No matter what you read me, it will not change my mind.
No, I understood, ma'am. And these are things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? I do appreciate your patience. Even though they're not in your district, ma'am, but it's also give you an idea how you can shape the House of Representatives.
I can't vote for them.
No,
I understand.
So
it's a waste of your time and mine for you to tell me all about them because I can't vote for them. And if I could, it would be the Republican, regardless of what you can read to me.
No, I understand. So you can share that. You know, at the end you said, whether you support the Republicans, just hypothetically speaking, because I know they're not in your district. But just for the sake of research, if you allow me, I will speed it up. Okay, it's just two statements, and then you can tell me that you will support the Republican. Will that be okay, ma'am?
Okay.
So we can move right
along?
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it. As a mayor of Happy Valley, Louise Chavez Ridemer led Oregon's fastest-growing community, making it more business-friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problem from homelessness to access to childcare. Louise was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up for work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Now, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community in Salem. She has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. In Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. Now, the question is, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you didn't. But let me ask you once again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez, Ridemir, or Democrat, Janelle Bynum? If you're undecided, let me know.
I would vote for the Republican.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you real quick a few statements about some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, we'll be talking about Janelle Bynum. Again, from 0 to 10, you can tell me how convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum is 10, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to support her, okay? Now, here's the first statement. Janelle Bynum believes the hard work she paid off, but people cannot afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because the greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after a price gouging to help bring down the cost and make the rich pay the fair share. She prioritized legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable child care to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. Now, how convincing is that statement for you to support Ms. Janelle Bynum from 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you. Janelle Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of. As a daughter of teachers and mother of four, she has been a champion for students in our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity. How convincing from 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. And for too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you're representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something cannot be done to fix where we are today. And she will not stop working to deliver the chance to our community's needs. 0 to 10?
0.
Okay, Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected for a second term. And these are the things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay, man? We're almost done. For a second term, and we need strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help fight the House of Representatives to Democrats so they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in these elections are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting Donald Trump. For 0 to 10, how convincing is that stake?
I would give you less than 0 if I could.
I understand, man. Believe me, I got your point. Believe me, I do appreciate your patience. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you once again, for Congress, if the election were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez, the Premier, or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I would vote for the Republican.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you real quick some doubts or concerns people had raised about Lori Chavez, the Premier. And again, these are things you're going to hear during the campaign. This is one way for you to let them know that no matter what they say, your opinion is not going to change, okay, man? Now, please tell me how much each of one troubles you about supporting Chavez, the Premier, for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all. Now, Lori Chavez, Ridemir, I know, is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and has taxpayers foot the bill, from limos to luxury trips to golf. She spends her time in her multimillion-dollar home in Arizona and parties in D.C. while Oregonians deal with rising costs. Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyle then making sure Oregonians can make it to the next paycheck. Now, does that make any concern, that statement, to you? Not at all? Just some? Quite a bit? A great deal?
None.
Okay. Now, Lori Chavez de Ramirez sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win a district that doesn't tolerate the extremists. But her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation and housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line. Does that make any, not at all concern, no doubts, just some, quite a bit?
No concerns.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you. Understood, ma'am. Understood. Believe me. Now I'll ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for a Republican, Laurie Chavez Ritterman, Democrat Jenny Bynum?
The Republican.
Thank you, ma'am. And let's finish this up, okay? Last few questions, just for a statistical purpose only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, some college, college graduate, postgraduate?
College graduate.
Thank you. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
I'm a widow.
Okay. Do you have any children, 18 years or younger, living with you in your household?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union, employee, or association?
No.
Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Neither.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am, for sharing your opinion. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.